And we are joined by two fellows, actually, from Southwest High School. We'll introduce first Keith Liuzzi. Hi.
Hello there.
Welcome in.
Thank you very much.
And at his side, we should call this Teacher Features today, or Teacher's Feature, I'm not sure, but Nathan Canola is with us, too. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to both of you, and you guys are involved with all kinds of stuff there. When you came in the studio, I was just about blown away with how many productions and regular music things you're doing. Who wants to start first? Because I guess I'll start with you, Keith, because you were telling me, let's start with a basic program over there, because I think we need to work our way up into the elaborate stuff you got going on.
Yeah, for sure. I'm the instrumental music guy, so mm-hmm. I'm covering orchestras, and we've got two orchestras, a string orchestra and a chamber orchestra. And then we've got two bands. I have a concert band that's kind of the entry-level group, and then we have an audition wind ensemble. And then I also teach in the International Baccalaureate Music class, which has history and theory and composition sort of all ingrained into or incorporated into the curriculum. And then our last big program, instrumental program, is our jazz program.
Okay.
And all of it right now is during 0 hour, so it's kind of before the regular school day starts.
Is it like extracurricular, or is it?
Well, they actually get credit, okay. So it's considered co-curricular from okay. that standpoint. And there's within that 0 hour, all the groups rehearse basically twice a week, and the groups include a traditional big band. We also have a Dixieland band. And then there's about five or six other jazz combos, anywhere from a quartet to a jazz funk band, about eight players in that group.
Goodness.
So it kind of covers the
whole
range
gamut,
of,
like.
Of stuff there.
And you offer individual instruction, or is it all just group type
it's
stuff?
It's all group at this okay. point. There's no time for me to do the individual stuff. Some okay. of the kids do take lessons outside of school. But
okay. And Nathan, where do you come in with all this? What's your role there?
I teach vocal music, and we have seven choirs that cover a wide range. Some of them are gender specific, some of them are mixed, and they do repertoire ranging from Renaissance motets to Glee inspired pop music.
I bet there's a lot of that these days, right?
There is a lot of that really these days off. Yeah, it's fun.
How do you feel about that? So some people are, the cynics say it's a little irritating, but I'm guessing for you guys it's really good, because it's showing kids kind of a nice sort of mass recruiting tool for music, especially vocal stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Music is music,
absolutely.
And every piece has got its place.
Yes.
And so there's a lot that can be learned from that, and we have a good time.
All right. Now, you guys are involved staging lots of productions. I guess that's my next question here. Nathan, actually, or Keith, either of you. You're holding the pamphlets there, Keith, so I guess you might as well talk about some of the shows you got coming up. And ongoing, too, actually.
Yeah, ongoing. I wanted to talk about one, because it's we actually got written up in Minnesota Monthly and got a lot of hype, and it's called Hot Notes on a Cold Night, and it's happened this year already, but it's going to happen every year. It's been going on for the last 5 years. We did it at the Children's Theater this year, so it was kind of fun, new space for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it features so many of our talented students both singing and playing jazz. Actually, it also featured a lot of dance this year, too. So, and it's really an all-school fundraiser, but the music boosters have a big part in it, so it helps really support the arts, plus our academics, and we're looking at how it supports athletics, too. Those are the
really?
Three things at Southwest. It's like arts, athletics, academics, arts, and athletics.
That's not a connection I would have made, but that's a great idea, it sounds like.
We're trying to put them all together.
The more people you can get together, the better the awareness. And
that's the idea.
The benefit.
Anyway, so our hot notes, raises about $20,000 every year. And
okay.
But we're trying to get more people to come, because it's such a great evening of food and entertainment and community. It's a great community event, and
okay.
it's primarily our school community. But we're trying to open that up and say, hey, come on, everybody can come and have a good time at this thing.
Okay, and what's a good contact info for that event?
Just checking our website, the Southwest website is probably the way to go to look at that for next year.
Okay.
But, of course, what's going on right now, and
yes.
maybe Nathan wants to talk about this since he's one of the co-directors.
Sure.
A musical, right?
Yes.
Let's
put on a show.
My uncle's got a barn. Okay.
This year we are in the middle of Les Mis, mm-hmm. Les Miserables, and We opened last Thursday. We've got four more shows coming up.
Okay.
We've got a cast of 55, and there are 120 students total with tech and sound and
wow.
and costuming and so it is a it's
don't
a
forget the pit orchestra
and the
you have a your pit orchestra I'm guessing right
yeah I get to direct it
is this right. all this is taking place in the Southwest Auditorium
it does is, yeah. right
okay. Now I've never been there so I imagine it's a very nice facility for a show
it is a lovely space which Hot Notes and the groups that fundraise for that have helped renovate okay. and it seats now 560
okay
and yeah it is a lovely space
so we, I'm sorry go ahead
we did sell out this past Saturday so get your tickets ahead of time.
And when is the last show?
Sunday matinee on the 13th.
Okay.
2:00.
And how does this take place? Is it choreographed? Nathan, did you do the vocal arrangements? Did you base them on the famous ones from Broadway? Or
We are doing the school edition.
Okay.
And it's been condensed somewhat, so okay. it clocks in at about 2.5 hours.
Wow. So how long is the original? I guess I've not...
Longer
like three.
Than that.
three
yeah,
plus,
three,
probably.
Maybe
yeah,
more than plus, that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the book's long. But
right,
those songs
right. so we couldn't make it too short, you know, in homage to Victor Hugo.
Sure, right.
Yes, so
okay.
shorter, but all of the big songs are there okay. and all of the characters.
So. All right. Any other productions coming up? Is this the big one for the year, or is there anything in the spring you guys are working on?
Well, actually, yeah, I might as well talk about the fact that we do a series of concerts at the Lake Harriet Bandshell. It's sort of, you know, the spring concert season, and it's the week before Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity, providing the weather cooperates. No, that's the big issue.
I was going to say this year, right?
Yeah, we don't know. At least the snow will be melted by the end of May, we think.
Touch wood as you say that, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see.
But, yeah, at 7 o'clock, Monday through Thursday, before Memorial Day weekend, we will have music, either jazz or orchestra or choir or band.
Okay.
Or dance. I forgot. There's a dance concert in there. We have a huge dance program, so it's they get a whole night of just doing dance at the band show.
And who's in charge of the dance stuff?
That would be Colleen Callahan,
okay.
nationally recognized dance educator.
Wow.
So she's incredible. She actually was at North for quite a few years.
And, okay.
But she's been at Southwest for... the last 12, I think.
Okay. So how many kids all together in just the music program? If we combine the vocal, the jazz, the classical, everything, any
I'm
estimate?
Thinking or? About 400.
400 out of a school. How big?
18. 1,800.
1,800.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, teacher feature, as we do this every week, if you have any questions or comments, we're always interested in your feedback. You can send emails to studio at jazz88fm.com. Put teacher feature somewhere in the subject header. Support for this comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And actually, Nathan, you brought in a CD. You both did. I think we have just enough time to hear your selection first. Want to tell us what it
all
is?
All right. This is a piece called Verbum Caro Factum Est. It starts in Latin, ends in Spanish, and it's a Spanish tune from okay. the 16th century.
All right. We'll find out about the CD coming up in just a sec here.
Verbum Caro Factum Est.
Jazz 88 teacher feature. You're hearing something a little out of format for us, but nonetheless a very beautiful selection there called Verbum Caro Factum Est. And it was recorded Southwest High School holiday concert at the Basilica of St. Mary. All right, 21 past 5 o'clock, and always fun when we can tie music into a teacher feature. We always learn a lot about the different programs. And at Southwest, we have two men involved with a very elaborate program. We just heard a bit from a CD they brought in, and the two guys here, Keith Liuzzi and Nathan Knoll. And Keith, I'll ask you, if I may here, a bit about this recording. I mentioned just offhand it was done at the Basilica. Can you tell us more about that? Or
yes, indeed. We've been doing our holiday concert. Well, I should, a little history. About 5 years ago, our auditorium was being renovated.
Okay.
And for that whole school year, and this was in 2005, we did not have access to our auditorium to do concerts. So the principal said, you'll have to do your concert someplace else. And he decided, Dr. Smith, decided that we should try to do our holiday concert at a great space like the Basilica. So he contacted them initially, and they agreed to have us do our concert there. And once we did that concert, it was like, this is an experience that we should replicate. So we've been doing our holiday concerts at the Basilica every year since.
And those places are just designed, obviously, for beautiful choral work, aren't they?
Choral and instrumental. We bring our orchestra and our wind ensemble and some of the great choirs to sing and make music in there. And it's such a beautiful space physically, and the sound just likes to dance around in it until we are just immersed in beauty.
And who did the engineering for the recording? Did you guys do that yourselves?
No, we actually hired a group this year. It's called Legacy Productions.
Oh, sure.
And okay. We still actually have CDs for sale if anybody's interested.
That
if they
was
like
going to be my next
hear.
Question. Is
yep.
this something available to our listeners?
It is. Just contact us at Southwest, and we can get you a copy of the CD.
Sounds great, and I hope you'll leave this one with us because
I think
I can use this on some of the other shows around here.
We'd love to do that.
Anything else going on you guys want to talk about? Any fundraisers coming up? And just now's the time to plug away for Southwest.
I just want to pay a little story having to do with this year's concert at mm-hmm. the Basilica because mm-hmm. normally you do a holiday concert in December. That's when the holiday season is.
Yep. For most people, yeah.
If you remember, we kind of got some weather in December.
Mm-hmm.
And so our December 13th concert on a Monday was no school day. That means no concert.
Oh.
So we got postponed, and we ended up doing the actual holiday concert January 14th.
Okay.
So it was kind of a switch off.
Well,
you know?
Most people record them in August, you know.
They, well, yeah, right.
I've heard those stories where, you know, they show up wearing the, you know, the Santa outfits and stuff, and they're sweating like crazy.
Yeah.
So it's not unheard of, but okay.
No. But it was still a great concert to do, and we're pretty delighted with the recording this year. We haven't recorded every year, so this was a new treat for us, get the recording engineer who came to the rehearsal. We do like an all-day rehearsal in the space and then the evening concert. So
okay. But I think we have enough time to at least hear a little bit of another selection here, which is obviously this is a different of origin, history and stuff. Do you want to set that one up for us too? Or
yeah, this is from the Jewish tradition. It's mm-hmm. called Shalom Havarim. Mm-hmm. And not being Jewish myself, I did not necessarily know the music, but it's a really interesting arrangement. Elliot Del Borgo, who's quite a good composer and arranger, took the basic tune, which, you know, most Jewish folks are going to be able to sing along on. And he's arranged it for a full orchestra. So there's strings in here, there are wind players, and there are percussionists.
Okay. Well, let's check it out. Jazz 88. No, we have not switched formats. It's a great selection here. We're doing teacher feature as we always do at 5 o'clock. You're hearing, or heard, I should say, a performance from the Southwest High School Holiday Concert, recorded on CD and available in the very beautiful piece there called Shalom Havarim. Am I saying that right, I hope?
I think that's pretty close.
Close enough. And I want to thank my two teachers today, Keith Liotzi. Thank you for coming in.
A pleasure.
Also, thanks to Nathan Canole.
Thank you.
Both doing great work over there at Southwest, and I hope you guys will come back maybe when you got some more stuff to talk about. Anything we missed talking about? Or
I don't think so at the moment. I mean, there's so much going on, but we'd love to come back and talk more.
All right. Well, I'm sure you probably will, I'm guessing, from the tone here. And again, we want to mention that we're interested in your feedback. You can always get a hold of us with your questions or comments. Studio at jazz88fm.com. Support for Teacher Feature comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.